the boys, I owe money, please, I have to get change number five, so you please come over to me again this morning. So we were talking about the lachas of a person who had a person who's an ani, he's allowed to take tzedakah. A person who's not an ani, but he's allowed to take tzedakah because he has an extraordinary need which he's not able to meet. Now the question comes up, it applies to both cases. A person who's an ani, he doesn't have his needs for the year, etc. But theoretically, he could sell off some items, thereby getting enough money to be able to meet his needs. Would he be mechuyev? When is he mechuyev to? When is he mechuyev to sell off his items rather than take stock of money? And the same question comes along the lines: we're talking about somebody who has an extraordinary expense. What is he mechuyev to do? Is he mechuyev to take it as a loan as opposed to stocker, saying eventually he'll be able to pay it back? So I did mention to you that there was a halacha. We said a person who is a usher, he has property, and he's traveling in a way where he does not have access to his property. There's no ATMs in the good old days, so he can't get cash. So he's allowed to take stocker. He has no food. He can't eat. Right? He's traveling and ran out of money. Right? So he's allowed to take what he needs to be able to eat until he gets back home. Is he mechuyev to take a loan in that situation? So the Shulchan Aruch says not. The Shulchan Aruch says in that situation, a person is not, even though he has money back home, and he gets back home, he could pay off that money. So the halach is, and it's a Mishnah and Peya, that a person is not mechuyev to take a loan in that situation. A person, right now, he is considered an ani, he does not have what he needs. So what he took was valid stalker, and it's mechuyev in the Mishnah, Tin Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham. Rebbe Lezer says he has to pay it back when he gets back home. The Chacham says he's ani hayubay shah, he was an ani at that moment. And he's not mechuyev to pay it back. Now we did mention that a person is mechuyev to be marchik himself from taking tzedakah, and he's supposed to be go b'doichik and not to take tzedakah. So how do you understand these two halachas? So the pesukim say even though halachically he's allowed to take it because he's an ani, he and his end, you can't force him to, but he and his end should be take it as a loan. Because he and his end should not be taking stalker, because in a case where he has a way to not take stalker. So it's interesting, halacha, where we are allowed to give it to him as stalker, he's allowed to halachically accept it as stalker, but his end, he has responsibility not to take it as stalker, rather take it in the situation as a loan, because he has the money to pay it back when he gets back home. Translating that concept into halacha, so the Shulchan Aruch says that the person's needs for, which he needs for kli achila, kli tashmish, which are in the bayis, the main things which he needs in the bayis, he's not mechuyev to sell them. He's allowed to maintain those things. And even if he has them in an expensive fancy bash mixer, and he could sell it off and get, a KitchenAid instead with $200 less, he's not mechuyev to sell his bash mixer and get a KitchenAid instead, because right now he's using it for a kli achila, and he's not mechuyev to sell that. If he has items which are not kli achila, etc., and he has them in an expensive way, he would be mechuyev possibly to sell them off in order to get and use cheaper items, as long as they're functional. Now, what's called kli achila? Tables called kli achila. The chairs are called kli achila. According to some places, some Christians say it's not kli achila, so you have very fancy chairs. You should sell your fancy chairs and get cheaper chairs to be able to not to take stock. What about a bias? So I'm living in a house and it has five rooms. I can live in a house which has four rooms. Right? Am I mechuyev to sell my house which has five rooms and go get a house which only has four rooms to be able not to take stalkers? So that Ravazer and the Tshuva says that a person is not mechuyev to do that. He says the place where a person lives in, he's not mechuyev to do that. Now, I would believe what he's saying. If you have a person who has a house which there's clearly the living space and then there's all the extra stuff, is a quite a large, expensive house, and he would have an option of selling that out and living in a normal house, quote unquote. So maybe in that situation, he'd be mechuyev to do that, because in other words, the psak is what's considered the person's normal makom dira. He's not mechuyev to sell his makom dira, but to sell something which is beyond your makom dira. So a normal human being lives in let's say 6, 7, 8 rooms he needs between his bedrooms, his kitchen, his living room, dining room. That's instead of normal in America. This guy has 17 rooms in his house. So there's 8 extra rooms. There's not in makom dira. That's not what the normal person considers a makom dira. So it's very possible that I'm not saying halacha lemaisa. You have to ask yourself, negei lemaisa. You would ask a shayla. The person come knocking your door and we discuss it. But if a person would come with such a need right at this point in time, he doesn't have what to eat. He can't sell it now. The halacha is, let's say you would say he's mechuyev to sell. But he could only sell. You take a tremendous loss on the sale, People know that he's down and out. The market is depressed. People know he's down and out. They're not going to give offer him a good price because he's forced to sell. He's not mechuyav to sell in that situation. He's allowed to wait to take stock right now and wait until he can sell it out at a proper price. So again, we have this now. Is he mechuyav now to take the money as a loan and say, well, I sell it out, they'll be able to pay it back. So that'll get back to this. Right now, he has zidim anani. He doesn't have what he needs. He's not mechuyav to sell these things. He's not mechuyav to take it as a loan. And his end, it is proper that he should take it as a loan if he knows he's going to have the way to be able. He's going to be able to pay it back down the road. So the balance between these two halachas, a person in a situation where right now he has a need and he cannot, he's not mechuyav to sell it, or he's not mechuyav to sell in a situation which would cause him tremendous loss. Then he's not mechuyav to sell. He's allowed to take staka, and it's considered staka. It's considered valid staka. And his end, he should take it as, and his end, if he knows he's going to be able to pay it back, eventually he should take it as a loan and eventually pay it back. Okay, have a good morning. And again, there's a question out there, $5.